Gracias por estar aquí, por invitarnos.
Thank you so much for having us here, for inviting us here. I'm so glad to be here from Honduras, included in this Caravan for Justice.
So as one of the founders of COFAMIPRO, I wonder if you could describe what you're doing in Asheville and what you hope to see come out of this travel.
Bueno, con gran energía y con gran
orgullo. So I'm here with a lot of energy, and I'm very proud to say that COFAMIPRO was founded in 1999, and it was basically founded because we were mothers looking for our sons and daughters who had been lost after they migrated to the U.S. And so our sons and daughters left looking for life, for themselves, for their families, and then they weren't heard from again.
Te puedo decir que nacimos en un programa de radio, en Radio Progreso.
And so we began a radio show in Radio Progreso, which is also 103.3, and it's an international radio. And I'm so glad to be here today on this station, 103.3, and also part of the Caravan for Justice here in North Carolina. And this connects to us as our caravan for that we do every year to search for our loved ones who've been lost on the migrant trail. We're more than 47 mothers that go on the caravan every year looking for our loved ones. And when we got to Tegucigalpa in Honduras, they thought we were just a bunch of crazy old ladies. But we have continued our march through Guatemala, through Mexico, and we found 290 of our loved ones alive, and unfortunately many of them dead and in prisons. But we continue searching for the remains and of our loved ones and hope to find them alive.
As this journey has begun in Honduras and has moved from community to community all the way now to North Carolina, I wonder what you've seen in each of these communities, what that has lent to this journey.
Sí. Puedo decirte que sí, que la caravana empieza en Honduras.
So yes, we can say that the caravan begins in Honduras, and I want to talk a little bit about why that happens. There's a lot of cases of youth, of mothers, of families who've been fleeing the gangs. In the past, especially, people migrated because they were fleeing gangs or they were hungry. They're looking for food, a way to feed their families. But now what we see is we have Juan Orlando Hernandez, the president in power. He's a U.S.-sponsored, very corrupt and government full of impunity. And so in Honduras right now, corruption and impunity is reigning, and that is supported by the United States. Today, people are migrating not just because of what is called organized crime. I call it authorized crime, because we see that organized crime is actually working in conjunction with the government, with the military, with the police, and youth are being pressured to be recruited into organized crime. They pick the brightest and best of our youth of the communities, and if they refuse to be recruited into the organized crime, they're killed.
La gente migra y
and so people are leaving in caravans from Honduras.
A cada mes desde Honduras desde el año pasado.
And as of March of 2018, we have 17,000 people outside of the country currently migrating towards the U.S. and towards Mexico. I also want to point out that there's a lot of organizations in Honduras and in the U.S. who are organizing for justice. And we want to organize for just policies in Honduras so that the United States stops funding human rights abuses in Honduras, and so we have a government that is transparent and not corrupt.
As the United States is also collaborating with these different governments in human rights abuses, I wonder what hopes do you have in sharing stories in each of the communities on the journey and tour that you're on at the moment.
Puedo decirte en verdad que sí, tenemos una gran esperanza porque si
Yes, we have a lot of hope. And what we're seeing here is that as organizations that are in defense of human rights unite, and the people unite against xenophobia and racism, and churches unite and get involved, we can achieve a lot. Because it's not the government that's in charge, it's our communities that are in charge. And so with faith in God and a lot of hope, I believe that we can achieve a lot with this.
Pero que también hayan fuentes de trabajo con salarios justos en nuestros países.
And what we are asking for in Honduras is we're asking for jobs and work with a just salary. The U.S. is sending a lot of money to the Northern Triangle, which is Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, and it's called the Plan for Prosperity. But that money is being used for police and military, which we do not need because we're not at war right now. What we need is work with just salaries so that our youth have opportunities at home. And if we don't get that soon, we're just going to be a country full of children and elderly.
In thinking about sharing stories and moving across different places, as we have also had after the ICE raids of a year ago, as we began to share stories from the community about experiences, I wonder what you could suggest as far as the importance of sharing stories and how we can learn from each other and grow from that, as we are still beginning this process of sharing these stories in our local media outlets.
Puedo decirte que un mundo nuevo es posible y más que todo que nazca de esta juventud de ustedes que están haciendo el trabajo que deben de hacer.
I just want to say that a new world is possible and the youth in this community that are doing this amazing work that the authorities should be doing but don't do are shining a light in our communities. We're all united as a family of immigrants and I want to say that a new world without borders is possible.
Sin fronteras. Tenemos muchos eventos, creo que de aquí
so in this caravan and tour, I know we're going to a lot of different places. I know after North Carolina, we'll be heading to Washington, D.C., and then on up to Boston. And I just want to say that we have over a lot of mothers, over 500 mothers who are looking for their loved ones and hoping to find them still alive. So we'll be continuing to talk about all of those stories and uplifting those mothers.
As these stories of disappeared peoples are throughout the world, across the United States, in every country that has its own unique history, in doing this work and sharing these stories, what ways have you found that help give strength while sharing stories, doing work, and pulling from experiences of past generations and continuing to do this work?
Sí. Mi inspiración fue porque tuve un familiar.
Yeah, in my case, I had a disappeared family member who disappeared on the migrant trail, and I was looking for him. I found him in 2010 in Tijuana. And this boy, at that time, he migrated from Honduras because he was being recruited by the gangs. And he understood that that was not only dangerous for him, but it was dangerous for the entire family. So he left to protect the family and basically lose himself outside of Honduras so that the gangs wouldn't be able to find him. So he didn't leave with the intention necessarily of going to the United States, but he did have to migrate to leave the country. And so I am one of the founders of COFAMIPRO. We've been working in this for 20 years, looking for our disappeared loved ones. And I am so lucky to have had the experience of finding my son, but there's many mothers who have not had that experience. And so I still form part of the organization to support mothers to continue looking for their children, because we know that many of those people are still alive. And it's true that many are dead, are likely dead, but we know that many are still alive, and it's important to keep looking for them. And I want to just mention that people aren't leaving Honduras because they're criminals or they're terrorists. They're leaving because they're fleeing from the corruption and the impunity that government is raining on us.
This reminds me of a book written by Angela Davis about the blues women of the 20s and the power of naming your own experience, whereas dominant narratives tell you that you're something different. I wonder if you could speak about the importance of telling stories and offering your own narrative against narratives that might be seeking to profit or maintain some sort of power over you by giving a different narrative than the one that you experience yourself.
Yo te puedo decir una historia real es lo que los jóvenes aportan a estos países. Sus brazos, su fuerza, su trabajo digno.
So I can tell you many real stories of youth who have traveled to the United States or have migrated, who are using their arms, their strength, their dignified work to earn a living for their family. And also I can tell you many stories of women who have worked in Honduras, who unfortunately have died, for example, in the fire in a factory, and other stories like that. And what I want to express is that the criminals are not the migrants who are leaving Honduras. The criminals in Honduras are the police who are abusing the law and the people in power who are making up the law according to their own, what is, benefits them. But thanks to churches, to human rights organizations that are defending the people against these made-up laws that the hierarchy of the state have created to benefit themselves, we still have hope. But we see that the police are taking advantage of this awful situation in the country to denigrate people and to extort people who are using the sweat of their own brow to be able to feed their family, but police are taking advantage of them.
While traveling with Witness for Peace Southeast, I wonder what invitations or information would you like to communicate with our different communities?
Estos pequeños cambios son importantes y hay que apoyarlos. ¿verdad? ¿Cómo? Organizándonos, buscándonos unos con otros para darnos este apoyo, pero también decirle tanto a nuestras autoridades como a nuestros migrantes.
These small changes are so important. Organizing our communities against injustice is extremely important. And I want to say this both to authorities and to migrants, to remember that migrants are not criminals. We are international workers, and we will not stop until we have a law that protects all of us against racism and xenophobia and demands our rights.
Muchísimas gracias.
Mucha voz. Gracias, Andrés. Mucho gusto. Muy amable.